ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्कशन। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर नंबर 85 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स वासुदेव। टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। कांतिस्तेज प्रभासत्ता चंद्राग्नि अर्कक्ष विद्युताम यत स्थैर्यम भूभृतम भूभृताम भूमेर वृत्तिर गंधो अर्थातो भवान। कांतिस्तेज प्रभासत्ता चंद्राग्नि अर्कक्ष विद्युताम यत्स्थैर्यं भूभृतां भूमेर वृत्तिर्गंधोर्थ अर्थार्थो भवान। कांतिस्तेज प्रभासत्ता चंद्राग्नि अर्कक्ष विद्युताम यत्स्थैर्यं भूभृतां भूमेर वृत्तिर्गंधोर्थातो भवान्। भूमेर भूमेर वृत्तिर्गंधोर्थ विद्युताम यत्स्थैर्यं भूभृतां भूमेर वृत्तिर्गंधोर्थतो भवान्। कांतितेज प्रभासत्ता अंतरक्ष विद्युताम यत्स्थैर्यं भूमिभूतां भूमेर वृत्तिर्गंधोर्थतो भवान्। माताजी तिस्तेज प्रभासत्ता दाग्नियर्कक्ष विद्युताम यस्तैर्यं भूमिताम भूमेर वृत्तिर्गंधोर्थतो भवान्। कांति ही द अट्रैक्टिव ग्लो तेज ब्रिलियंस प्रभा ल्यूमिनोसिटी सत्ता एंड पर्टिकुलर एग्जिस्टेंस चंद्र ऑफ द मून अग्नि fire, arka, the sun, vriksha, the stars, vidyutam, and lightning, yat, which, sairyam, permanence, bhubhrutam, of mountains, bhumehe, of the earth, vrittihi, the quality of sustaining, gandaha, fragrance, arthataha, in truth, bhavan, yourself. Translation. The glow of the moon, the brilliance of fire, the radiance of sun, the twinkling of the stars, the flash of lightning, the permanence of the mountains, the aroma and sustaining power of the earth, all these are actually you. Purport. Sri Vyasadev, in telling Krishna that he is this essence of sun, Sri Vasudev, in telling Krishna that he is the essence of the sun, moon, stars, lightning and fire, is only reiterating the opinion of scripture, both Shruti and Smriti. The Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.14, for example, states, Na tatra suryo bhati na chandro tarakam, nema vidyuta bhanti kuto yam agnihi, tam eva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. There in the spiritual sky, the sun does not shine, nor does the moon, the stars or lightning as we know them. What to speak of ordinary fire? It is by the reflection of the spiritual sky's effulgence that everything else gives light. Thus, through its radiance, this entire universe becomes luminous. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam 15.12, the Supreme Lord says, Yad aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate akhilam yat chamramsi yat chagnau tat tejo vidimamakam. The splendor of the sun, which dissipates the darkness of this whole world, comes from me. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of the fire also come from me. Can we have this fan put off, please? Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Please repeat after me. The glow of the moon, the brilliance of fire, the radiance of the sun, the twinkling of the stars, the flash of lightning, the permanence of the mountains, and the aroma and sustaining power of earth. All these are actually you. After having the meeting with Brijvasis at Kurukshetra, then Vasudev performed a big fire sacrifice. It was a really magnificent fire sacrifice, because all most wonderful sages which were adored and glorified by all the universe, they were all present over there. It is explained that the discussion about the fire sacrifice was happening in all over the universe. Such was the magnanimity of the fire sacrifice that Vasudev arranged. And in that assembly, because so many great sages had come, many of them instructed Vasudev about the about the glories of Sri Krishna. Who is he and who is his, what is his personality and what is his background and what is the truth about him, although he happens to be Vasudev's son. So that was like a very lightning experience for Vasudev. He started realizing that whom I consider as son is actually Supreme Personality of Godhead. All this while he was worried about him as son, he was concerned about him, he was sending messages to Nanda Maharaj, arranging things in the cognito to protect him as a child. But then by the enlightenment of the sadhus, he came to know the reality of Sri Krishna. And in this verse and many verses, Vasudev is, as soon as Sri Krishna came and touched his feet and wanted to take blessings, Vasudev started glorifying him as if he was not his son, but he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You don't find any tinge of his being his son. Simply he is glorifying, as a devotee is glorifying the Supreme Lord. So as yesterday it was explained that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that it is important for us to learn about creation. Because when we study creation, we know how intricate the creation is. And the more intricate the creation is, we understand how wonderful the creator must be. Like when we were studying anatomy in the first year of medicine, the way we were dissecting the body and the way the muscles were arranged in different directions and the vessels going around, taking fresh blood and taking away the contaminated blood, and so many arrangements, organs placed, how they were hung, how they were taken care in the body. It was only, of course our teacher was also very God conscious person. So he told us, see, this kind of creation no one can make except God. No human being can make such creation. Such fantastic functionality and such fantastic anatomy, the physical existence. And the way it runs, like automatic machine, we don't even know, we just desire and do some things and everything else the body takes care of. All of us know that when we eat food, we can only choose to eat food, we can choose to chew the food and choose to swallow. And after that the food is completely out of our control. And everything else is taken care of the body, by the body. The way the things are secreted, the way the things are digested, propelled further, essence is taken away and the dirt is thrown out in a very systematic liquid and solid way. And the way the brain thinks, the way we get guided by our emotions and how they control our body. But we are simply actually the observer within the body also. And such a beautiful creation, which is only this body only, within this body itself, is actually a universe, which is so beautifully organized and arranged by the Lord. And then comes the human beings, how they interact with one another. Then comes, after the physical, anatomical, physiological arrangement, we come to know that all these living beings who are living in this kind of most complicated machine are also controlled by karma, and that is controlled by different demigods. So where they will take birth, where they will grow, how they will look, how their eyes will be, how their nose will be, how their walk will be, how their body will be, at what age, how they will look, at what age, what they will undergo, what, how they will interact with people, which place they will go and stay, whom they will get married with, how many children they will have, what kind of sufferings and enjoyment they will have. All these intricate matters. Suppose you are supposed to get wet in the rain and get pneumonia after that, then which day you will go out and get wet, in which rain, which is contaminated, and you will get, that time your immunity will be low and you will get pneumonia. All these karmic complicated matters are also controlled by that same personality through many demigods. Like when I was about to go to Saudi Arabia, I went to Delhi to meet Gurudev. And he said, don't think you will be solving all your problems by doing this. Your karmas will reach before you to Saudi Arabia to give the reaction to you, all the karmas that you are supposed to undergo there in that much period of time. So how well it is organized. Whatever you are supposed to enjoy and suffer, those people who are going to be the agents of suffering and enjoyment for you are also so meticulously planned by the Lord. And it's not that he has to manage only, like we are, when we are acting in drama, there are about sometimes 50-60 people, we have to really coordinate with them, where you will move, what dialogue you will say, and which light will be on you, and where you will be in darkness, and where you will be still. It's like 3-4 months of organization of only managing 50-60 people on the stage. But here there are millions of people on the stage of earth. And they are so beautifully orchestrated, and there is no deficiency in giving reaction to their karmas and happiness and distress also. In various locations, which combination of people will come in contact with you? It is never a situation that you meet a person by chance. You always meet a person by some karmic connection in the past. It is not possible that you meet some people in life without any connection. There is always a reason and purpose behind whomever we meet in life. And that purpose we should keep searching actually, why this person is in my life. And at the same time, although it is painful to us many times, it is also a perfect arrangement of the Lord out of love and out of your consideration of your welfare. How intricate it is, imagine. You have to give the punishment also, but also keep the welfare and concern about that person in mind, because you love that person. The Lord loves all of us. So even though we suffer, it is not meant for actually for your degradation or for your patan. It is meant for your upliftment only and kalyan only. Welfare all the time. How meticulous that brain must be who is controlling all these things. And then this is like one species we talked about. Then there are animals. Then there are aquatics. Then there are birds. And which bird sound do you hear in life? What gives you pleasure? And sometimes a crow comes and disturbs you, and dogs bark at you. It's also controlled by the Lord, exactly, perfectly as per our karmas. Then all the interaction between the dogs and the cats and the birds and the animals and the aquatics is also controlled by Him and fully managed and controlled by Him through many, many demigods who simply work under His guidance. They have no independence. And there are so many demigods. And after this earthly planet gets over, then there are so many Swarga planets. Then there are Siddhaloka planets, then Brahma planet, and so many lower planets. And this becomes one universe, and this is controlled by so many personalities. And there are such unlimited universes, Ananta Koti Brahmand. And there is nobody is colliding in the sky. One Brahmand is dashing against another one, then this liquid is getting leaked there, contaminating the other Brahmanda. It's not like that. We never see any star colliding in the sky. It happens sometimes as a reaction of our karmas when the meteors fall down and destroy something. Everything is so well controlled. Even cyclones have to come, even tsunamis have to come, even so many things have to happen. And the connection between the people on the in the earth performing some austerities and demigods getting disturbed and they coming down and doing something in between, and then another sages coming and correcting the demigod, giving him enlightenment. So also inter-universal management. It's not international management. It's inter-loka management, inter-planetary management, inter-universal management. And everybody at the same time has Paramatma in the heart, which is guiding that person from place to place to do certain things as per their desire, as per sanction. And all these Paramatmas coming from one personality, Rishirudakshaya Vishnu, he is coming from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he is coming from Mahavishnu. And this all material creation under Mahatattva, just a cloud which is giving darkness under that, obstructing the light of Goloka. And then everybody is suffering from birth and death and old age and disease. How wonderful actually it is. Today in geography we learned that the moon gets light from the sun. And if you go higher than that, you understand not only one sun, there are so many suns, so many galaxies. And now we learn that all the suns are getting light from Sri Krishna. And it's explained here that all the light of Golok Vrindavan, actually it is enlightening, giving light to everything which is effulgent over here. Everything that appears to be shining is actually the reflection of the light of Golok Vrindavan, that is Brahma Jyoti. That the sun takes, and then that the moon is given. And there still there is darkness, and then there is stars and the moon shining in the night. And then there are seasons coming. You can just go on thinking some of the glimpse will be there available to us when the Mayapur temple will be inaugurated. We'll come to know certain understanding of that. But in actuality, we'll never understand the complicated situation of the creation. We can only understand more and more, and only understand that how complicated it is and how it is difficult to understand. If so difficult to understand and make, how the Creator must have made it. What kind of planning He must be having. What kind of design He must be having. And at the same time, there is something called a spiritual world. Where there is Brahma Jyoti, there are Ananta, Vaikuntha planets floating, and they have a Vishnu form with different holdings in different hands and different functionalities. And they are also unlimited. One cannot count how many Vaikuntha planets are there, how many living entities live with Vaikuntha Adipati in Dasyaras, in awe and reverence, and what happens over there. And then there is Ayodhya, then there is Dwarka, then there is Goloka Vrindavan, then there is Chaitanya Loka in that, then Harinam Sankirtan, Golokira Premadhana. This is also another management which is free from birth and death. There are people, and it is said insignificant number of people who are living in the material world in the Ananta Koti Brahmandas compared to the number of people who live in the spiritual world enjoying transcendental happiness with the Lord. Different varieties of happiness. And we are all part of it, by the way. We are not, maybe we are in jail of the material world, Durga. But by the mercy of pure devotees and by the mercy of Acharya and the Supreme Lord Himself, we are also given to understand at least a bit about the participation of ours in the whole creation of the Lord. That I am also a participant, I am also a member of this creation of the Lord. And then by the mercy of pure devotees, we come to know how and what is our role in this whole creation. What is our participation actually in action? And that is explained by pure devotees. And then we understand, even I am in the material world, in the suffering condition of Durga, of birth and death, but still I have a role to play. I have some service to do. And I can be connected with that Supreme Personality of Godhead while I am insignificantly living my life with my insignificant set of karmas which bother me and which please me sometimes. And at the same time, we know that while doing all this complicated management of the whole universe, that personality is totally aloof and uninterested and uninvolved. He is simply playing his flute. It is very amazing actually. He is playing his flute, and through the sound of the flute, whole the creation is acting. All the demigods get their intelligence, all the demigods get their instructions, all the demigods keep doing things, and they don't fail in doing those things. They give rains as per the karmic situation, as per their duties. We get water, we get sunlight. We don't see sun going on casual leave at times, sometimes absent, sometimes present. They are always there. And it's not that Krishna is every day instructing sun, are you going today or not? don't go on leave. Whatever problems you have, we'll solve afterwards. It's just, you know, it's amazing. We if maybe managing few hundred people, then we have to really go after the people so many times to look after them. Are they punching card or not? Are they going early? Or they are doing their work or not? Are they performing well or not? It's so much work. Day by day, the Kali Yuga is advancing, the HR work is increasing like anything. To the most sincere person also, we have to keep eye on him, keep inspiring him, keep checking on him, keep vigilance, keep records. To just run a small, insignificant institute in comparison to the whole universe that Sri Krishna is managing. So what kind of people he has inducted, what kind of people he has oriented, what kind of orientation he has given, what kind of empowerment he has given, what kind of strength he must be having to give all those things to so many people in every Brahmanda and then in Vaikuntha. How many times he has expanded to do wonderful things in the spiritual world and the material world. Then his planning of coming down, when to come, what time to come, what lila to perform. Then lilas are meant to inspire somebody, enlighten somebody, you know, punish somebody, uplift somebody. And the period of time and the variety of people who come down with him. It's a huge entourage. And then at the same time, in every Brahmanda, at various places, in various lokas, all these sets of activities are going on continuously. How it is possible? Today he is breaking the pot here, there he is stealing the butter over there. and they're dancing with the gopis on some other planet, and differently in different planet, Kalpa Bheda also has to be managed. What Kalpa Bheda will be implemented here? What variety I'll exhibit over here? It's mind-boggling actually. But it's mind-boggling for us. For him, it's simply like playing flute. It's a pleasure. It's like for us eating gulab jam. It's nothing taxing, you know. It's so wonderful actually. So all this is happening automatically, which is strenuous for us to even understand also, to think also. And this is the personality of Godhead we are dealing with. Please understand. And it is important to read the chapter of creation in Bhagavatam, and it's important to read Bhagavad Gita, so that we understand whom I am dealing with. It is not, he may be coming to you as a friend, or, you know, the cowherd boys are playing with him, gopis are dancing with him. He's also stealing butter here and there, doing so many things which are too ordinary things. Even at certain point of time, you will stop doing those things when you grow up, a child. I mean, in children, childhood, they may be doing so many things, but we stop doing those things. And he keeps doing those things with his friends and devotees. So we have to understand the glory of that person who is doing all those wonderful things in Vrindavan. What is his power? What is his position? What he can do? And what is he doing already? What are his glories? For example, we see the moon, we see the fire. These are all powerful things. Fire, when we do yajna, you know, we cannot sit in front of yajna for more than 2 hours. It is so exhausting. Little bit here and there you go, you can get the flame on you. You have to position yourself properly. And that fire just goes out of the kunda and goes in the house. You can imagine. It can cause destruction like anything. The lightning, what kind of destruction you can take? It can give to the world. Then you can see the stars. Then you can see the mountains. And these mountains also move, by the way. You may know this. The mountains are steadily moving. They are, because they are also people. Many sages take birth as mountains to perform meditation in seclusion. And these move. And you see a mountain, it has so much power. It attracts lightning, clouds. It attracts so many things. It has got electromagnetic power. It moves things around the world. Temperature, everything is so much, you know, geology and geophysics explains us all these things. And what is the understanding over here, which is given to us? That everything is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The aroma of earth, that aroma, gandha, that earth has, it is also Sri Krishna. The sustaining power, the power that ether has to hold things, is also Sri Krishna. So although he is not involved in anything, but he is everything. The simultaneous oneness and difference, and simultaneous existence and non-existence, simultaneous full involvement and non-involvement, is very confusing actually. Who can do that? I can either be a controller or totally out of the picture. This cannot be half-hazard way. Either you are in or out. But you cannot be in and out both at the same time. But Sri Krishna is in and out simultaneously, in the most wonderful way, in the most glorious way, in the most inconceivable way also. So that has been explained by the sages to Vasudev. And now Vasudev, when he saw Krishna for the first time in the prison house, he was filled with Vatsalya. Devaki was filled with Vatsalya. And he was telling them, Krishna was telling them, I am the Supreme Lord. I have come here to give darshan to you. You have been performing tapasya for so many thousands of years. You wanted me to be as your son. And I came first as Prishni Garbha. Then I came as Upendra. And now I have come as you. As you, you were Drona and is that right? No, they were Vasudeva and Devaki. I forgot their previous names. Sutapa and Prishni previously. So now as Vasudeva and Devaki, I am coming to you as Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do not worry, I will alleviate all your miseries. I will take care of Kamsa. So Vasudeva was offering, you know, like with awe and reverence, and Devaki was still saying, no, it's okay, you just stop your discussion and become a baby. Because I am so fearful, if he sees your effulgence, he will come and attack you and he'll harm you. So her Vatsalya was more intense than the Vasudeva, and she was still requesting, no, you please come as baby. I would like to hide you somewhere in the prison. And then he went to Mathura. From Mathura to he went to Gokul. And Vasudev Devaki were there. And he was raised in Gokul and afterwards in Nandagaon Prasana. And now again he is seeing him after a long time. So his Vatsalya is there, but somewhat his Vatsalya was, I won't say wiped off, but it was like somewhere it was nullified by the discussion of sages. And Vasudeva is full in awe and reverence with minimal Vatsalya. And Sri Krishna is, what is Sri Krishna doing? Sri Krishna is saying, yes, yes, my dear father, whatever you have said is right. As per the scripture and as per the philosophy and as per the verdict of the sages, whatever you have said is truth. But my dear father, ultimately I remain your son. So here, from the Aishwarya Bhav, Sri Krishna is trying to re-establish the Vatsalya Bhav. But we have to understand that this Vatsalya Bhav, which Vasudeva and Devaki have, is also Aishwarya Vatsalya, with the cognizance of Sri Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Arjuna, when he understands Sri Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but loves him as friend, as closest Sakha, but that understanding of being Sakha is actually with the opulence, with the Aishwarya Bhav, knowing that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kunti Devi also serves Sri Krishna in Vatsalya Bhav, but her Vatsalya Bhav is also Aishwarya Vatsalya Bhav. But the Brijvasis, when they have Vatsalya Bhav, when Nanda Maharaj and Ashoda, that is not mixed with any Aishwarya. They don't even know at all that he ever can be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, see the situation. We are in, is this Kurukshetra or this is Dwarka? This is Kurukshetra, right? The performance of sacrifice. So we are out of Vrindavan. So naturally we are, wherever Krishna is, there is Aishwarya understanding of Krishna. Whoever is seeing Krishna is bowing down to him, offering hymns and prayers and worship and glorifications and serving in that mood. And very few people are in friendly and in Vatsalya mood, but they are also in Aishwarya Vatsalya and Aishwarya Sakya. And here the personality who is in Vatsalya Bhav is expressing his Vatsalya, his understanding of greatness of the Lord, and the Lord is trying to re-establish his Vatsalya. But in Brajbhumi, everything exactly happens opposite to what is happening in out of Brajbhumi. What is happening in Brajbhumi? Sri Krishna is at times trying to show his opulence. Okay? Like gopis perform dance and they became little proud in spring season. So Sri Krishna from Chandra Sarovar, Ras Lila, he left. And he went to a close by area called Pravishtavan. And Pravishtavan is a place where he had earlier entered a cave, Pravishta Gufa, and lifted Govardhan. That is called Pravishtavan. Today it's called Petha. So he went to that Petha area and he assumed Chaturbhuj Narayan form. What does that mean? In the area or in the region where Madhurya is most predominant, he is trying to light some fire of Aishwarya in between. So he's standing in front of the, right on the middle of the road, on the lotus, in the pond called Narayan Sarovar, is standing like Vishnu. And by the way, you should understand, including Nanda Maharaj, every elderly person always worship Vishnu. Whenever Krishna was in difficulty, they will worship Vishnu to get blessings and to perform some rituals to, you know, save our child, and then they will do so many rituals concerning Supreme Lord, like as Vishnu. And also whenever there is difficulty, there is a particular Narasingha deity in Nanda Bhavan below, which Nanda Baba used to worship when Krishna had difficulties. Even today also you can go and visit the temple, Narasingha Mandir. So that means the understanding of the Supreme Lord as four-armed personality having so many opulences was there, and that same personality is now standing in front of you on the road. And what the gopis are doing? They are asking, have you seen Krishna? I don't remember whether they really offered Dandavat to him or not, but they must have had some awe and reverence, but their concern was, have you seen Krishna? Then one of the four hands had to be utilized, ki this way he had gone. So they all went that way. And then Radharani came speaking to Bumblebee in a ecstasy of separation, and she also asked, where is Krishna? But the way she asked, so much of love of Madhurya, that Sri Krishna's two arms melted away. All his holdings, you know, Shankha Chakra Padma Gada, vanished. And he was forced by the power of Madhurya to come back to Madhurya, to come back to two-armed Sri Krishna form. He couldn't maintain his opulence or Aishwarya Darshan in the most powerful atmosphere of Madhurya. He had to give up. Here he is trying to give the Vatsalya back to Vasudev. There he is trying to exhibit some Aishwarya and there is extinguished. You know, in the rainy season, when it is like, you know, in a too much winter or in the too much rain season, you try to light the fire in the matches, what happens? The dampness is so much that you can't light a fire. You try to burn the wood. Sometimes you do yagya in the rainy season, you know, it's like too difficult to keep continuing the fire on. That is something like Madhurya. It's a dampness which doesn't allow the fire of Aishwarya to come up. Radha Govind Maharaj has given a beautiful example that it becomes so much solidified, the situation in Vrindavan with Madhurya, that the fire of Aishwarya cannot take place only. So the ghee is something like Madhurya, is so much solidified because of the love of gopis and the Brijvasis that you can never see the bottom of the pot because it's all frozen, solidified. And Aishwarya like fire, sometimes in between. So this is one example. Second example is when Ukkal Bandhan was going on. Very funny this is. I will not go in details of the Leela, but when Sri Krishna was bound, everybody was upset, like, oh, Sri Krishna is bound. Some of the coward boys were very happy that every time we get caught and you run away and we get punished. Good, this time you are caught and we are free. But some coward boys are crying that our dear Krishna, you know, who always helps us to get nice butter, but today he is arrested. But what to do? They are just trying to untie the knot, but knot tied by Yashoda Devi with Vatsalya cannot be untied by Sakya. So they all go away. Then Balram comes. Balram is very upset. Oh, mother has bound you. I must do something. He said, yeah, please do something. I am bound. I want to get released. So he goes to Mother Yashoda. And what he talks is very interesting. He says, do you know whom you have tied? He is the creator of the whole universe. He has created Vaikuntha. He is the Vaikuntha Adhipati. All the Brahmandas are under his direction. Whatever he spoke in the earlier part of class, all that pravachan he was giving to his mother. So Mother Yashoda is listening. Wow, very nice explanation. And then he started saying that, you know who I am? Who is pleading to you? I am the avatar of Ananda Shesh. I hold all the universes on my head like mustard seeds effortlessly. And I have come down as Sankarshan has come down in form of me. And you are tying my brother, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you can imagine Mother Yashoda's expression and emotion. She is listening. You guys are quite naughty, huh? And then she raises a stick and says, get out from here, as if all the incarnations of God has to come to my house only. Matlab Hindi mein kehte na ki sare Bhagwan ke avatar ko mere ghar pe hona tha. Chale jao wahan se. And she raised the stick and Balram ran away. So what Balram is trying to do? Balram is trying to exhibit his Aishwarya, to somehow untie his brother, somehow trying to use some trick. Actually he was speaking all the truth only. He was telling all the absolute truth, knowledge of understanding of the truth, to his mother. But mother was not a bit impressed by all the description. Although she has seen all these some miracles in the past also, but she is not in the situation of bhav to understand anything which Balram is explaining. And Balram, finally trying to exhibit Aishwarya, had to run away out of fear of the stick which Mother Yashoda is showing. So again, Supreme Personality of Godhead trying to exhibit Aishwarya, but getting defeated by the Madhurya of Brajvasi Mother Yashoda. Then you see Brahmanda Leela. Sri Krishna opened the mouth and gave some understanding to her. Oh my God, the boy I am dealing with is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Sri Krishna didn't like it. He closed his mouth and smiled and she forgot everything. But for time being only it was happening. But did she ever get a dream again? But yesterday what I saw, was it truth or not? Not even one moment she remembered. Because the whole life of Yashoda Mai is filled with so much of Madhurya, Vatsalya, that even though whatever she sees in between, she forgets it immediately. And no other memory again comes of that. So what about that day when I saw the mouth of Krishna and I saw the Brahmandas? Let me ask Nanda Maharaj again, what happened to that 15 days back I saw? No discussion. That goes as absolute erasing of memory, totally deleted for further leelas. Then comes the gopas asking Krishna that, you know, we have heard that actually you are Vishnu. We have heard it. But whenever they are saying that also, there is no awe and reverence in that. It's like, he's like a playful boy who plays every day. But by the way, we heard that you are a Vishnu. Can you take us to Vaikuntha and give darshan to us in Vaikuntha? So he told, I am not Vishnu. I am your friend. I play with you. Why are you asking such kind of things, you know? We worship Vishnu. I am not Vishnu. I am worshipper of Vishnu. All of us worship Vishnu. But he said, no. Don't try to cheat us. We have heard it. So you have to show us Vaikuntha darshan. So then after a long time of discussion, then he said, close your eyes. So they closed their eyes. Then he said, open your eyes. And they opened their eyes. And when they opened their eyes, they were in a huge Vaikuntha assembly. Huge! And at long and far distance, there was Sri Krishna seated as Vishnu along with Lakshmi. Long, you cannot even relate to him. So long he was. Like, you know, Prime Minister when he is waving at you on 15th August, you cannot say, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, I am from Chowpatty, you know. You cannot say that. He's so far, you know, it's like he is waving, you can wave. At the most you can do, you can wave at him. But can you relate to him? Although you must have met him somewhere in some function and spoken two words with him. You cannot say, I am that person. Remember, I met you on 26th August that day. You cannot do that. So like that, those who were very close to Sri Krishna before few minutes, they were like miles away in the assembly of many opulent people, shining like anything with crowns and opulent dresses and ornaments. And Sri Krishna was the most shining personality amongst all, sitting on the farthest, tallest point on the singhasan. And there was so much hymns singing and yajnas performed and glorifications going on. It's a too official a situation. And the gopas became very uncomfortable, very restless and uncomfortable. We cannot even talk to Krishna, we cannot even meet Krishna. What is there? Only opulence, 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 and there is no interaction of love. So they desired in the heart, no, we don't want to see the Vaikuntha anymore, we don't want to be here anymore, please take us back to Vrindavan. And they heard a sound, close your eyes. And they closed their eyes. And then they heard a sound, opened your eyes. And they opened their eyes. And they were back in the same place where they were with Krishna. So, imagine, today if you go to Vrindavan, you meet any Brijvasi, he says, Prabhuji, what is there in Vrindavan? Please take us to Bombay. You guys are so nice, you are in Bombay, you have so many things and you come here, serve and go back, you know, your life is so wonderful. What is there in Braj? Take us to Bombay. And the Bombay guys will tell you, what is there in Bombay? India is so bad, we should go to New York, you know, so go to London. That means, from simplicity, people want to go to opulent situation. And Brijvasis, in one sense, for few minutes, cowherd boys had the same mood. But within few minutes, their mood was extinguished. Like today also, I have seen so many Brijvasi, Nandagaon boys, whom I know very well, they come to earn some money in some temple by becoming pujari. But whenever they have come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital to meet me, they only express their restlessness, their unhappiness, their discomfort, just by being here. So we miss Nandagaon, we miss that festival every day, we miss taking darshan of the Lord. Here things are alright, money is coming, but my mind is so restless. And then even though they were in financial difficulty, they have left their jobs in some temples and gone back to Nandagaon. And they are so happy there. And when I met them there, I said, now we are back home. I'm so happy. This is Brijvasi, true Brijvasi. However, whatever opulence they may be getting outside, but they will actually cherish that loving atmosphere of Braj, which is filled with love and devotion. So the Gwalbal, they were interested in knowing something about Vaikuntha, but although they were offered a place in Vaikuntha full of opulence, they were not comfortable there. They wanted to be in the simple atmosphere of Braj. So this is Madhurya. And then another one is like Vismay Leela, which is explained in Garga Sanhita. You know, Nanda Baitaks are many places. Nanda Baitak is there in Kamyavan, in Gokul, in Nandagaon, many, many places where Nanda Maharaj resided. Everywhere there was a Baitak. Baitak means they all would come together and discuss things. They would have day-to-day discussions about what Krishna did today, and they would give their purports and their opinions and happiness and everything was to be there. Nanda Baitak is a very beautiful place. Nanda Baitak is an actual ideal place where we should be, because Nanda Baitak, where what happens there, only they are discussing about Krishna, what he did. That will keep us away from all the anxieties of life. So Brijvasis would have so many difficulties, but they would come to Nanda Baitak, they would simply become blissful. Just because Nanda Baitak purpose is what? Just to come together and discuss about Krishna. Since one time, when Sri Krishna lifted Govardhan, they all came together and they sat and started discussing. And in their Madhurya influenced consciousness, what they are thinking, hey Nanda, your son must be really a great demigod. Otherwise, how could he lift Govardhan like this? How can he become so powerful? He has to be a demigod. Now somebody said, no, I think he must be a Siddha. You know, he must be a personality who must have performed tapasya for so many lifetimes and have gained such kind of power, and now I have come as your son. And somebody is saying, no, he's not Siddha. He must be a Rishi actually. Who really, a sage who has come to your house. You know, sages have a lot of powers. They can chant a mantra and do many things. And then what is Nanda Maharaj saying? Hey, whatever you feel people are feeling is fine. I appreciate you. But how can he be a sage? He always tells lies whenever he feels better. How can he be a Siddha? He is like scared when there is thunder in the sky. He comes running in the lap of Mother Yashoda and hugs her like anything. Closes his eyes. Mama, I am very scared. I am scared. When the lightning in the sky and thunder in the sky. And whenever he doesn't get butter, how can he be a demigod? Demigods are so disciplined people. This person, when he doesn't get butter, he passes urine in the house of gopis. He puts water in the ears of newborn babies. He wakes up he pinches the sleeping babies in the cradle. So all of you may be having a feeling, but it's all wrong. I am witnessing these things every day. How can he be a sage, demigod, or a rishi or siddha? It's not possible. And then what happens? Those people who are referring to him as demigod or siddha or rishi, they start holding their stomach and start rolling and rolling and rolling on the ground, laughing, and they have also forgotten what they said about him. This is Nanda Baitak. Nanda Baitak defeats all opulent understandings of Sri Krishna. Even it props up like a Vishavalli, maybe a poisonous weed, it comes in suddenly between some opulent understanding of Sri Krishna pops in, and Nanda Baitak just extinguishes everything. And all those who say that, they start falling on the ground, rolling. Holding their stomach and laughing. So this is very unique situation of Vrindavan. So we see that one time His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj told a list of Vatsalya devotees. And it was mentioned that the number one Vatsalya devotee top on the list is Yashoda Devi. And after that is Rohini. And after that is elderly gopis of Vrindavan. And Nanda Maharaj comes fourth on the rank. After Nanda Maharaj, then there is Devaki. Sorry, after Nanda Maharaj, then there is Devaki. And then there is Vasudev. And then Kunti. This is the level of Vatsalya. And you can see Yashoda, Rohini, elderly gopis and Nanda. They are in Madhurya Vatsalya. And from Devaki, Vasudev, Kunti, there is the Aishwarya Vatsalya starts. So everything is pure. But even in purity, there is more pure and the most pure and the most pure. And that goes on like that. But the beauty of Sri Vrindavan is that although any time Sri Krishna exhibits opulence, it is not taken as opulence, it is simply taken as our glorious, wonderful son. Because Sri Krishna has exhibited opulence so many times. He killed so many demons, he lifted Govardhan, he opened his mouth, he did so many things. You know, Arishtasura was such like a big, huge mountain. His tail was wagging in the sky, throwing the clouds away. That, such a huge, how big his legs must be. He just effortlessly, a small 7-year-old boy, 5-6-year-old boy, lifted the hind legs and whirled him in the sky. Maybe when he was whirling, he may not be even seen also. Where is he? Who is whirling? Is that right? He was so small compared to the size of Arishtasura. So when he was dying, throwing urine and stool everywhere, even the whirling person who was not seen also. But still was so effortlessly done. Balaramji and Sri Krishna whirled the Dhenukasuras, the Asuras who were in ass demons, like toys. Pralambasura was like such a huge mountain. Balaramji just punched him on the head and killed him. So it's not that Aishwarya is not expressed or exhibited in Brajbhumi. It is exhibited, but the love of Brajvasis and their forgetfulness of the Lord as Lord in the influence of Yogmaya is so much that all this becomes insignificant happenings, and no one remembers that is he a demigod, is he a supreme personality of Godhead, are there six opulences, this and that discussion never takes place there. Simply love and love and love. So Janmashtami is coming very close. That same personality who has all this opulent understanding that sages are giving Vasudev is all true also. The same personality is stealing butter, is lifting Govardhan, performing rasa dance and so many wonderful things, making his devotees forget about all his opulences, completely covers him in the Yogmaya and gives him forgetfulness, gives them forgetfulness. The same personality's birthday is coming. And we have to study this, what sages have told also, so that we do not take him for granted. See, the Madhurya devotees also, the gopis and the Brajvasis, they have also undergone all the tapasyas, all the knowledge acquiring, everything they have undergone in the past lifetime. It's not that they just were born as gopis one fine day and they are all this rasa and bhava in their mind. Some of them are nitya siddhas, but many of them have gone through all the austerities and all the necessary requirements of penance and everything. And then as a result of that, they have attained by the mercy of the Lord this bhava, which they have now have, and that they are interacting with Krishna with that. So we can't expect ourselves that, oh, it's so good to read 10th canto, first four chapters, you know, these chapters are very boring, they are all opulence. Straight go to 10th canto and only read the first 40 chapters, 39 chapters. It is not like that. We have to read Bhagavad Gita, that means understand everything about the Lord, read Bhagavatam, read all the leelas of the Lord, and then 10th canto comes. This is a natural progress of consciousness. So that's why when we come to Janmashtami, we have to see the Lord as per Bhagavad Gita and as per the Vaikuntha understanding. Because our worship, even today what we do, is Lakshminarayana worship only. We have forms of Radha and Krishna, but we worship actually in the bhava of Lakshminarayana only, with awe and reverence. We don't, you know, take butter and start feeding Krishna on the mouth, like Ghanshyam Baba was doing. We are not on that platform. All our worship described by Narad Muni is on the platform of Lakshminarayana only. So that we develop that awe and reverence and purification first. And with that attempt of purification that we are doing, we should keep this knowledge of Vrajlila also and fold our hands. What we all can do only is fold our hands in appreciation and glorification in awe and reverence. Whenever we hear a wonderful Leela of Krishna in Golok, in Vrindavan, we are advised by our acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti, we should hear and listen to them in awe and reverence. Not as a participant of that Leela, because I am describing and you are listening, or I am listening or you are describing. In both the conditions, whether we are describing or listening, we have to be in the mood of awe and reverence. That is our situation. And maybe through all these preparations and consciousness that we are cultivating for years together, one day Krishna may bestow by the mercy of Gurudev that consciousness with the gopis and with the Brajvasis, boys and everybody will have. It's simply mercy. We cannot expect that in the 11th year of my devotional service, I will get the Brajbhava. It's not like that. It may not be for lifetimes together. It may not be for at the end of, till end of life, it may not be available. It all depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His agent, that is Sri Gurudev, who is taking care of us. By the causeless mercy, this will be revealed one day. It will not be just orchestrated as a plan. At this day, this may happen. All our efforts are simply efforts. Whenever they want to be rewarded by Krishna, Krishna will reward them. So let us approach Sri Krishna Janmashtami in this mood of understanding of awe and reverence and the opulence of the Lord, at the same time revering the loving pastime that the same great personality of Godhead, who is so inconceivably great, also can come down to the level of stealing butter at your house and give pleasure to Mother Yashoda in the most insignificant childish way. That opulence also is very great. Like the greatest personality in the material world cannot come to your house and start joking with you. It's not possible for his position. But a Supreme Personality has that opulence. He breaks that opulent situation and come to you as a most ordinary, insignificant boy and give pleasure to you as like that. That's why he has created Sri Vrindavan Dham, to express his opulence of giving up opulence and developing love with simple devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening attentively. If there is any comment or question, we would like to hear from you. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsav ki, Sri Balaram ji ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki, Jaya.